North Dakota counties and cities with municipal courts are getting billed for upgrades to the state's crime victim notification system that are needed after voters passed that victims' rights constitutional amendment. That amendment, called Marcy's Law, was approved by voters in 2016. Attorney General Wayne Stengem asked the 2017 legislature for $815,000 over 2 years to make changes to the system called SAVIN, which stands for Statewide Automated Victim Information and Notification. North Dakota Association of Counties Executive Director Terry Trainer says the legislature approved spending $815,000, but made a last-minute change as to where that money was going to come from.
$500,000 was actually in his budget, and then that bill directed that the counties and cities collectively come up with the remainder, the $315,000, to match the state money.
Trainer says the legislature's rationale was that Marcy's Law anticipates notification responsibility at the local level as well as the state level. The amounts each county and city would pay in would be based on the number of criminal case filings.
Obviously, Cass, Burley, Grand Forks, Ward, as well as the cities of Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, those eight jurisdictions probably pay the highest.
Burley County commissioners were not happy about the $12,500 bill the county asked to pay. They decided to take the money out of the Victim Witness Fund, assessed by the courts on criminal cases, and used to fund victim witness advocates. It will take 2 to 3 years to pay off all the changes to SAVIN. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.